7-year-old blonde girl with curly hair sitting in a long wooden bench with dark wood finish. Reminds me of a bench that might be outside of like a courtroom or something, you know, like a long park bench type, but solid wood with sides that come up and well sanded and finished. And there's a, I presume it's my child sister on the bench there. Nice, full, rich in color.
Do you feel like staying with this image for a bit, or would you like to move to resonant tuner?
I'll just kind of watch this and let you go ahead and continue your crossfade and kind of just melt into this a little bit.
Okay.
It's just kind of an indication to me that there's something waiting for me, so I'll just proceed slowly, feeling like I was sunk down way deep in the waterbed to being more like floating on top of the waterbed now.
Would you like to begin your resonant tuning at this point?
Sure, that's great. Got here through an image of a reddish-brown pyramid, and I flew around it to an archway door, sailed through the archway door into a tunnel matrix which led to outside, and I'm in this outside area, which first is a park, and I can hear children playing and see flowers and swings and kids and things. And then I'm was going somewhere down country roads and bushes in an outside area. Then I thought I'd better stop and describe this, so let me continue with that. Kinesthetically, this feels more like 15 than 10. But let me let go for a minute. I'll be back. Golden, curly-haired, 7-year-old child on a mahogany bench. And it has... this mahogany bench is ornate and has side panels on it that are decorative and shiny mahogany. That is a continuing perception, as though she's just sitting in the background. This other place that I have gone to, I was confused as to whether I was going to that place, but that seems to be separate, like a sidebar. Like there's, that's still there waiting. This other place, I went from the recreational grassy area in the park with the swings and the playful kids and the flowers now, and I'm approaching what seems to be a classroom kind of a thing with antique-y, wrought iron-ish school desk type things, but it's in an outside area, like an outside camp, like you go to camp in the summer. So it's like this outside classroom. Let me check it out, what's going to go on here. What's going on at once here? I'm having a little bit of difficulty getting any continuity here. School type seats, wrought iron backs, ornate, shiny black wrought iron backs to the seats, but with those kind of desk things in front of you like you have in a school where the lid hinges up. It's really a weak visual. I keep shifting between being behind them, being over them, and sitting in them too. I don't know if they're empty or not. There's something going on about fish. And then there's a American Indian bracelet with feathers on the bracelet. It's decorated with feathers, but the feathers are silver, you know, like they make Indian jewelry with silver stuff. But the little decorations are decorations of feathers, but they're made of silver. And there's something also with fish.
Keeping in mind the images that have been presented to you, would you like to move forward to perhaps ask guidance what this is for?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me ask what in the hell I'm doing here anyway. I think I'm supposed to show the little girl sitting on the bench this place, and I'm supposed to bring her to this place. That this is where she's supposed to go. and she's sitting on the bench back wherever, and I'm supposed to bring her to this place because she's supposed to be come here to this kind of campground classroom.
Take a moment to go ahead and do that. I'll wait for you.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of kinesthetics too. Like lots of rolling, spiraling, rolling around, and lots of body kinesthetic stuff here. Go roller coaster ride here. I'm going to go find the little girl again, sit down and talk to her, see if she wants to go to this other place. I think I better move up in focus level here.
Okay, just simply be guided to where you need to be going.
Cool. I feel pressure, like swimming underwater pressure, where you can feel the pressure around you. There, that's being relieved. Yeah, that's better. Muscle twitching and jerking, familiar energy to me. Again, don't feel like I'm in the waterbed. Feel like I'm laying on a flat piece of plywood. Lots of jerking happening. Feel like a real jerk, as they say. There's something shaking me up.
As you relax into the feeling, focus once again on the young girl.
And she's on the bench over there. She's morphing into different aspects. She's not only the little girl, she's more than, yeah. No. Where'd she go? Okay, there she is. I think if she wants to go to the other place. Yeah, I'm back, yeah. She seems to be a little bit afraid of me when I approach her. And she becomes different things, like she's trying to hide or something behind these different things. I'm going to go over to her again and sit and presume that it is my child sister and call her by her name and see what happens. Now a spiritual being, not a girl, and but a spiritual being, and we will now go to where We're now, she's sitting in, the chair in front of, I'm standing behind her in the class now. She's there in the classroom, no room. Class outside. Class, she's in the chair. She she's in the chair. She's in the chair in that class place now. And I don't know what else is going on here. Let me see if I'm supposed to do something else here. Oh, I'm back in the booth now, okay. I got a bladder now. Okay. Oh, I hear the tones now, okay. Ah. Okay, let me relax again and see what the situation is. I'm watching somebody with a, I don't know what you call it. It's one of those, the vision I have is a folded paper. When you're a kid, you fold up paper into make this four square kind of a mouth thing, and you open and close it two different ways, and then you're supposed to ask a question and it tells you your fortune or something, and you open, you unfold the answer or something. I don't know what that's all about. I guess I'll ask. Some bizarre answer, like I just heard myself say a bizarre answer. The message back from guidance is that this little thing is a symbolic of the answers that you find depend upon the choices that you make. And then I heard myself say, this is a bizarre answer, and guidance kind of laughed at me and said, that's what I've been trying to tell you. So this little thing about you manipulate this thing with your fingers and you open it up, the answers you get depend upon the choices you make. Okay, I'm going to go find that pyramid and go check on my sister again. There it is. It's got a flag on top of it now. Around the side, down to the tunnel, out to the playground, down the road, the classroom. I get the impression I'm right on the edge here. I'm going to try to stay on this side of the edge. I get the impression that she's okay in this place. She's not expressed as a child self here. She's more of a total being here now. And by total being, I mean she appears like an adult being now instead of a child being. And I keep saying, well, what's this class about? And the answer is, this isn't for you. And trying to say, well, what's the matter? Can I find out too? And it's like, it's not that it's a secret, it's just not for me. It's not like to say I don't need the information that she's dealing with. That would be one way of saying it, but it's like I walked into some college campus and walked into a class on nuclear physics, I would know right away, well, this isn't for me. I think I'll go down the hall and find out something more interesting. It's like this, I'm just not aligned with whatever she's trying to process in this class. It's really hard to stay on this side. She's. It's not for me. There's no other explanation. Let me ask if there's anything else I need to do right now for her. Message is to remember this place, this classroom place that I brought her. Remember this place. So let me look around. Okay.
Are you feeling the need to move beyond?
Now I'm feeling the need to come back because my bladder's filling up.
Okay.
So I think I can get back to this place here. I know how to get down through the pyramid and through the portal and down the tunnel into the outside. And then down the road to the right, over the stream to where the classroom area is. I can get back here again. I know what to do. If that's what they meant by remember. My bed's getting soft again.
If you'll count with me, we'll come on back.
Okay.
I'm simply going to fade out the time.
Cool.